I'm spaghetti, eat spaghetti, like it, eat it, yep, and then I get the dirty face because of all the marinara. Thomas spaghetti.
Can't help it.
White power, white power.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like it.
Well, that's just,
is it recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
What's up, man? How are you?
I am, what do they say?
Exhausted.
No, trans. What's it when you're everything's good?
At peace.
Yes, because of this cat on my chest. But there's another. Yeah. Fuck it. It's some dumb bitch. I used to. No, it's like you know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You had it at peace.
Yeah, man.
Yes, because of I can't really move right now because your cat has. Yeah. Has taken me hostage.
Bubs is locked down. He's decided that he's found his place to sleep.
Yep, he's drooled up. It's small puddle accumulating on my chest from cat drool.
Yeah.
Not all cats do that.
Well, he's a special cat. He's a special cat with no teeth. And we got him with no teeth. It's not like he lost his teeth throughout the course of my ownership.
He kept biting you and you just cracked his teeth
out. He arrived with no teeth, which was like, that can't be a selling point for a cat, you know?
Maybe, because then my cat bites me when he wants something. He gives me a little nibble right on the knee or something, and it makes me jitter.
But they're aware of, you know, how hard to bite down on somebody.
This guy, why did he have no teeth? Did he just have no teeth? Or?
I think he was hit by a car in Jersey. Yeah.
And all your teeth got knocked out.
Dude, he's had like a rough life, man. Like, look at his ears. They're all frostbitten.
Yeah, he's also got a gash across his nose that looks like he got in bar fights.
Yeah, he got into a bunch of fights with other cats.
Oh, friend. And he's got cat AIDS, you said.
Yeah, he has feline HIV. CHIV.
Do you think they make fun of him for that?
Probably, dude. He swears he got it from sharing needles, but they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, the chances of that, Bubs.
Much like real HIV.
Yeah.
You can only get it in humiliating ways.
I know, dude.
Yikes. Are you worried about that?
No, you can't get it doing straight stuff. And that's
it's like literally impossible to get it through straight sex.
That's all I do, baby. I've never been gay.
You never had sex with a man?
Nah, dude.
Would you let a man blow you?
No.
Would you let a trans woman blow you?
We talked about this, but no.
You have, though.
My roommate did, and he said he's not gay, and I was like, Michael Good also. Shout out Michael
Good.
Michael Good. Just had him on, though. That's who we'll have.
We should have reached out, dude. We were too shy.
The guy.
We should just try to, like, do a couple of shows in a week. Because
all of them?
Just, like, multiple guests throughout the week. It's easy to do.
Knock it out.
For years, dude. And that way we just have, like, shit in the bank.
Yeah. We just keep pumping it out.
Yeah.
We show up, we podcast a few times a week, and then we don't have to do it for a month.
And then, like, when we go on the road or something, you know, we really should probably just discuss this off mic.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, too.
Like, that's
anyway.
Nobody wants to hear, like, business.
When Michael Good comes on, he'll explain why he's a queer or whatever. And, yeah, my roommate, Chris X Ghost.
Uh-oh.
Not his real name, so it's different, but he allegedly sucked off of a trans.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
I'll never play Fortnite with that guy again.
I know, it's disgusting.
He's like, damn, where are we dropping? It's like, you're dropping way the fuck on this side of the island. We've come like a way where, you know, guys can like claim like, well, I'm straight, but I've had sex with a trans woman and it's not completely gross.
In certain circles.
We've come a long way in the past 5 years.
In certain white guy circles that might work. In other in other cultural circles. And it doesn't
like
get that far.
If there's like a splash of ethnicity in your friend group, you're not getting away with it.
No, dude. What?
It needs to be all like white people in Brooklyn.
Say what?
But if like there's one like born and raised Brooklynite, you're not getting away with it.
This shit's gay, B.
The comments are gonna be like, "Yo, I've lived in Brooklyn for 5 years.
Nah,
I've never seen this."
Pause, B. It's just everyone who listened to Dipset their whole life being like, "Nah, nah."
It's gonna swing the other way, dude. It always does.
Yeah.
I bet this Gen Alpha. I bet they're gonna be like the new version
of
neo-Nazi.
That's the new name?
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way that's going to go the wrong
way. They're like the little kids now. Kids being born now are like Gen Alpha.
Oh, Christ.
Are you nervous about that?
Well, if they're called alphas, that can't be good for their mental state or whatever. It's just going to make the worst types of people who call themselves alphas.
Yeah.
People who already call themselves alphas are bad.
I've come full circle. Like, I'm okay with being a millennial now.
Yeah. There's nothing we could do about it. Really.
I mean, it is. Well, like, dude, I hate to say it, but you're Gen Z.
I'm Gen Z?
Yeah, you're born in the 90s.
92?
Yeah, that's Gen Z.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's Gen Z.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you, dude.
You're like Gen Z. That's why you have your fucking haircut.
What do you mean? In general?
You are in the age group that it's like, yeah, the generation after millennial, which is Gen Z.
1990s and early 2010s.
Oh, no, dude.
What? Wrong. Late 1990s. So I'm just on the. We're 10 years apart.
I know. It's wild, dude.
That's almost.
Well, 8 years apart.
Oh, well, that's. Oh, yeah. That's within reason, then. Yeah. I'm on the outskirts of millennial.
Well, it's like a generation is 10 years.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. A decade's 10, a generation is 25.
I was called a millennial like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've never been called Gen Z.
It made more sense. Like, I was like, I always, well, there was like, 10 years ago, like, there was like more nuance because it was like, oh, there's like, well, they had like all different kinds of phrases for what kind of millennial, like, oh, the Oregon Trail millennial, or if you played like Oregon Trail
on
a disk drive.
That's
funny. Then there's like the internet millennial where it's like you jerked off, your first time you jerked off was to an image on the internet.
Yeah, probably.
But that's a different thing because like, for me, my first image I jerked off to was a Playboy magazine, like paper.
Mm.
People don't do that anymore.
No, we don't.
It's crazy.
I was about to say, I don't think I've ever done magazine, now that I think about it. And the first time I think I beat off was like to a naked chick in a movie.
Nice. Which movie?
Hatchet.
Ooh. Now, that's not based on the middle school book, Hatchet by Brian Paulson.
The boy.
You were just fucking, you were jerking off to the idea of him creating a fire. Oh, man, he's going to be able to survive the wilderness.
He's getting in touch with his Native American roots. And I got hard, dude. I was like, oh, it's a Gary Paulson describing the Canyon Ridge. Sorry, Bubs, you're going to feel something.
Yeah. They got to bring that shit back.
That book was weird. That book's literally about a kid having a psychotic break with a skull.
Right, and like it's all like an internal dialogue.
Yeah, you know? And his family at the end's like, stop, calm down, and he like runs to a cliff and like holds the skull up to like help the guy get to heaven, like, you know, but if you believe, to get to the big realm beyond, because it's not heaven, because they're Native Americans.
That's gross. There's only one Native American I thought was cool, and that's Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
Dude, for real, the first video game I ever played.
That's great, that's fucking wild. Damn, that's so fucking funny.
Ever.
But I remember playing that game and being like, this game fucking rules. I put hours into that game.
That game blew my mind. Seeing it as a kid, I was like, wait, you shoot the dinosaurs? They're like, yes. I was like, what? I was like, they're coming after us and we heard them? And they're like, yeah, dude, this is a video game. This is like I remember it to this day. I remember the moment and everything. And like watching and being like, this is the best.
You're so lucky that your introduction system was Nintendo 64.
What was your Space Invaders?
Yeah, mine was Nintendo.
Yeah.
I remember That's good, though. I mean, yeah, that was like a good one to get started because like all the kids had Nintendo.
Nintendo 64 or Super Nintendo?
Regular fucking Nintendo, dude. The OG dinosaur. Nintendo, yeah. I got every Nintendo system up to 64. Then my stepdad got an Xbox. So I played like first generation Xbox. I remember playing Halo.
Halo's like, also a game changer.
Yeah, I remember like we were playing co-op on Halo and being like, fuck, this is crazy.
Dude, I remember the first time in Halo someone was playing and they hit someone with the gun.
Yeah,
and that blew my fucking mind as a kid. I was like, wait a minute, you can hit them with the gun? They're like, yeah. I go, it's never been done in a game before. Like, it really I don't think it had been, really.
We finally figured out, like, you know, it was, eventually they made, like, adaptations to plug in, like, to get internet on it and shit. You know, that was pretty cool. And then, like, then I mostly switched over to PC gaming. Because I also got into a lot of, like, pirating emulators and shit. So I was like, okay, I can just, or get, like, you know, Fit Girl, ISO rips, torrents.
Is that the volleyball chicks with their giant tits?
No. Dead or Alive. No. Fit Girl is this hacker that basically will, whenever a video game is released, it has like DRM that prevents you from basically just taking the files and re-uploading it because you need Steam or you need the Epic Game Launcher. So a lot of what Fit Girl does are they take the those game files and make them available on torrent sites and download it. But then, like, she also posts like big ass mantras and shit and like religious beliefs.
Oh, nice.
All kinds of crazy shit like that. So there's a lot of controversy within the piracy scene on the Thick Girl repacks. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, like a game I pirate, if I like it enough, I'll buy it on Steam. Because like it's like, okay, that was fine. But if I want to play it on Steam Deck or if I want to play it later, I don't want to go through the hassle of, you know, either going through an old fucking. It's just easier to have shit on a Steam account. And, like, I know you don't technically own it, but, you know, there's enough shit to, there's enough ways they can, like, fuck up our physical media anyway.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep us from fucking doing it either way.
True.
So, fuck it. Either way, you should be pirating. Well, people should be pirating to get in the habit of making content accessible and available to whoever needs it, regardless of, like, you shouldn't be priced out of information.
Right.
And in most cases, like, entertainment. I would say, like, if a movie's at the rate of consumption, I think if a movie is over 5 years old, like, let us, like, just fucking consume it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't have to.
This 100-year shit is too much.
It's insane. It's outdated.
Yeah.
We move faster than that.
I know.
At that time, like, 100 years is, like, in terms of, like, cultural relevance, it's, like, you know, 5-10 years for us now.
Yeah, for
real.
Can
you name, like, the top 10 movies from 10 years ago?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Not off rip. I could, but yeah.
What was it? 2014. I can't think of.
District 9, maybe?
No, District 9 was older than that. Yeah. See, it's hard.
Matt and Dave need wedding dates, maybe? See, that's not even that good.
That's not. Yeah, that's, like, one of the epics that needs to be preserved.
It's one of the last comedies.
It's easier now to torrent shit than ever before. I'm, like, a big proponent of it.
I torrented mad albums in high school, and I gave my parents a computer virus, as we all did.
I was always going through, like, so many laptops. I thought, like, the average lifespan of a laptop was, like, 2.5 years.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was like, damn, dude, like, look how slow it runs now. It's like, well, maybe try not downloading virus. That being said,
watching porn, too, that does it to my computer.
That being said, like, a lot of, like, the memory was, like, a gigabyte.
True.
So, like, they were limited.
It is crazy how if you just don't watch porn on a computer, your computer will run fine.
But, like, who would ever do that?
No, what else is there for, dude? Yeah. If you know keywords, too, you can find any porn you want, just letting you know.
Yeah, that's, like, the cool thing about, like, porn is, like, the one thing where it's kind of impossible. It's really difficult to monetize. You know, it's out there, and clearly there's an industry for it. Mm-hmm. But so much porn is accessible for
free. Yeah, dude. I just go to fucking. If I see a new video of someone I like if Rachel Starr drops a new video, and it's like, you know, the preview from Brazzers, I'm like, what's
look up the keyword,
title? What's the title? Yeah. Who's the male, the star?
And
Rachel
videos,
and Rachel Starr.
You turn off the filter, and then you search by length, so you get the full video,
or type in full video with it, and then, dude, you'd be fine. You might have to click on a few pages that send you to your device is corrupted. You X out of that, and you don't go back.
You got
to
get a uBlock Origin. Mm. That's the best. Oh, first off,
you know more than I do.
You use Google Chrome, huh?
Yeah.
You got to get off Google Chrome.
That's all I have.
You got to switch over to Firefox.
I got to download Firefox. I got to
download Firefox. You can download Firefox, and they're like, hey, do you want to import all of your Google Drive, your Google information?
Do it.
You'll say yeah, and it will, like, import all your passwords and shit. Then on Firefox, because they don't track your information the way Google does, and so Firefox, you can put on an ad blocker, so you can go on YouTube, and there's no commercials on YouTube.
Oh, interesting.
And then you can also put a VPN, so that will also help block your information. That will help you download torrents. But use Firefox for all that shit. All
right. I don't have torrents I need to download, but
so
I'll look into it.
A lot of the other browsers out there that you might want to use instead that you're like, oh, well, I can use this instead of Chrome. A lot of those other web browsers use Chrome as a backbone for their thing. So if Google says, like, no, you can't use this ad blocker on Chrome, all those other internet browsers, they can't use it either because it's all the same, like, basically skeleton of Google.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about, not Firefox. Because Firefox is, like, completely independent from all of that.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I use Google for work, but then, like, I have Firefox for my own shit.
Mm.
And I can have, the apps I want on it, and it runs perfectly fine.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, look into it, dude.
Yeah, because I never consider this stuff. I always assume they're not coming for me.
Yeah, everyone thinks that. And, and honestly, they probably aren't. But it's like one step to make it just a little bit easier.
True. I don't even know what they'd come for me for.
You downloading movies.
Old Audrey Bitoni porn. What am I supposed to do? What? It's free.
It turned out she was 16 when that video was filmed.
Okay, well, that's... I don't know why that video would keep getting uploaded.
Well, they didn't. So. Nobody knew. There's a couple of instances of that, like those pornos from like the 70s and shit.
Yeah, I've never gone that far back.
Be careful.
All the ladies I watch are from when I first got into porn.
Tracy Lords was like 17 in like a lot of her porns.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've never heard of this. Oh, see, you're older than I am.
Yeah, but that's only because I know what not to look for.
You started getting into porn like Tara Patrick was big, probably.
Dude, Tara Patrick was a fucking child when I fucking came into the when I came into the scene, dude. Remember when Tara Patrick? I remember when like they were like Jenna Jameson is out.
I came in right after her.
Yeah, I remember when her departure, and then it was like the rise of like the internet vixens. Internet changed everything, dude.
Really did.
I mean, you think it made comedy awful and probably made porn fucking awful. I bet like all the fucking old school porn stars were pissed when all these internet fucking porn stars started sucking up all the AVN awards.
Oh my god.
You know?
Yeah, how many?
The AVNs used to mean you got some aging porn star smoking, and I know like the fucking hilarity of me talking about an aging porn star looking like Ron Jeremy. But can you imagine an aging porn star? Like, what happened to our industry? It used to mean something.
Some of them, like, shout out to Rachel Starr. Rachel Starr's like,
do you think she'll be on this pod?
I'd hope so. That'd be
Rachel
nice.
Starr, I'm a happily married man.
She can come on. I'll stare at her the whole time.
Well, we're not.
I'll ogle her.
Yeah, we're not. Well, we're not gonna no jumper her, dude. No. I've decided, dude. Now that I'm an adult,
the
man,
only one who would maybe let us no jumper that we'd have on the pod.
Yeah, right, dude. Anyone would have us no jumper them, dude.
You think Michael Good? Well, we know he's
Michael Goodwood because he's a gay man. Yeah,
he's like, well, I mean, I've had sex with a trans woman, and you have long hair. So
yeah,
there you go.
I'm basically a trans woman.
Yeah, and I'll take.
I'm like the coolest, most beautiful trans woman you could ever meet, dude. Honestly, like people like are like begging for their trans person. Like, I hope, please, at least look like Joe Gorman.
Yeah, man, that would be a trip.
Would you have sex with a trans person?
No, I don't think Why not? My friend. Not even I don't think. I'm
what
almost,
if you
I'm
like were talking
certain.
To them?
No. No, dude, it's a physical thing. It has nothing to do with.
How do you know that though? Do you know?
I don't,
so you honestly know like a woman's trans every time you look at a woman.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea. Yeah,
but like, what if it's just like a really mad? Because like, look, dude, I'll be real. Sometimes I see women on the WNBA, and I'm like, that's a fucking man, or it used to be a man, and they're like, no, that's 100% a woman. And then sometimes I'll see like a delicious fucking little Korean just walking, and like you can see like you know like their butt cheeks, and then you can see, oh my god, that's like a little bitty ball sack fucking hanging out, but you could have fooled me.
Yeah, but once you'd see it, wouldn't you just be like, oh, I'm tapping out,
I'm in love,
you're just going for it?
Not me, dude. If Kelly was dead, no one's safe.
I act like Bagby from Train Spotting.
Yeah,
and I pull a knife on him and I say, "Get out!
Let me see your
fucking dick.
Give me it, or I'll give you. I'll finish that trans surgery.
Yeah,
that the doctor was too fucking frugal to fucking accept.
No, I would. I would though. I wouldn't like. I would try not to be mean, but I would be like, "You have to leave.
Why?
Because, dude, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
It's not for me, dude.
It's not nice.
It's like having sex with like a black chick, dude. I'm not doing it.
Wait, why would you have sex with a black chick?
I'm just kidding. We already covered how I definitely am trying.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. It's just, no, it'd be like a... This just doesn't sound... Actually, no, it's fine because this is preference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if a very, very ugly woman was
how
trying...
How ugly is ugly? Like a deformity?
Like ugly, dude. Like, I wish we could name names.
Like,
of people
like
we
who would
knew.
You like? Maybe Aaron Lipsky. Maybe
she's so nice.
Yeah, but like,
but yeah,
you were
if Aaron
saying
Lipsky
now,
tried to hook up with me, I'd be like, Aaron, no.
But I thought you guys did have
no,
something going on.
This is the one. This one person, Joe, is lying about I'm having sex.
No, but like, there's like video of you at like a Legion of Skank show.
We are,
and there was like
three
a rumor
seats apart.
There
this
was
is
a
bullshit.
Rumor in the open mic.
You
scene.
Started.
No,
yes,
it was a rumor that she gave you a hand job through the top of your pants.
None of this happened.
And then you said, "Like, can I go watch the show downstairs after?" You were like,
"None of this happened."
No
bullshit.
It's true. It's fine. No.
She's a sweet gal.
You're like, can I go watch Frantic at 10 p.m.? And she was like, hold on.
Yeah, she warmed
me
up.
Let me finish milking you.
She warmed me up for Karen Feehan's show. Yeah.
I could
stare.
You got like a little bit of crush on Karen Feehan.
I have a crush
too.
On all the women in comedy, apparently.
Well, what's the problem with that, dude? Oh, I have a crush on the most charming and brilliant and beautiful women
in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Big deal. Oh, guilty. Guilty. You're lucky to have a friend like me, a real Cyrano de Bergerac, your hideous, deformed friend, hiding out in the fucking shadows, in the bushes, whispering sweet nothings in your ear to regurgitate to the women, seducing them,
what,
having them.
What reference did you just make? Sergio who?
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Who's
you
that?
Ever heard of that? That was like that was like this hideous. Damn, I feel like you know what? You know what's funny is like it's not like I read this book, but I did watch The Wishbone about it.
Oh, Wishbone ruled, dude.
You know, that's 90% of my literary references are, you know, basically what Wishbone told me.
When Wishbone ended, it would make me sad because the song was so cheerful.
Yeah.
And he would run around his room.
He's like, oh, like he's fucking pumped, though. But
yeah.
Like, it was like, great, we finished an adventure and he'll be back for more.
Anyway, Wishbone.
Damn, I wanted a dog so bad. I never had a dog as a kid.
Growing up, yeah, never. I had one in high school. It's not the same.
It's not the same. By then, like you know, you're
trying to get pussy.
It's different. It is different. And now, like, as an adult, I'm glad I was able to, like, reconnect. Because now, like, I feel like I'm fully formed. And Finney filled that void that I feel like, you know, children would maybe fill if I was less fortunate. But dude. I never had a dog as a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cyrano de Bergerac was just, like, this hideous guy. But he was so eloquent with his words. And his friend was very handsome. And he had a crush on this woman. But words failed him when he saw her beauty. So Cyrano de Bergerac would hide in the bushes and like whisper what he would say to the woman.
The woman never heard this?
Yeah. That Steve Martin movie, Roxanne, is based on it.
Women are dumb, dude. If a woman couldn't hear that or pick up
dude,
on it.
Dude, no, it's like.
You always bring me the same bush, a human-sized bush.
No, it's like when you're like, how can I fucking get this woman to have sex with me? I'm like, Sully, tell her I want to fucking shit in your mouth, you dumb little bitch. Like, I'm your Cyrano de Bergerac. Like, that's what, it's a modern day telling of that.
I get it.
I'm gonna shit in your mouth and kill your family. Ooh, baby,
I have a
here's
gun.
My address. Yeah.
I poke them in the back with a banana and go, this is a gun. Keep moving. Get in your car. And then I break their face with a cast. Like,
whoa, Sally, you really went there. You
silent,
went dark.
Yeah, silent, Silence of the Lambs
style.
Damn,
Sally, you're fucking twisted, man.
You ever? I think I've talked to this on the podcast.
Have I ever killed a woman? No.
No, but do you ever, when you were dating, did a woman ever, like, be like, too soon be like, hey, you should come over, and you're like, yeah, of course, and then your immediate thought after that is, if I was a serial killer, she'd be dead.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, that's what I do all the time.
My thought is like, damn, I'm such a fucking cool guy. I fucking got to bypass. Well, I got to bypass, like, it's like, damn, I'm such, like, I feel like, I was like, oh, she definitely, like, knows I'm not gonna fucking rape or kill her. That's,
well,
how
that's
my
what I
mind
mean
works.
Too, but I'm like, what if I'm like, I'm not, but if I, like, this would be, if I was, this would be
so,
like a...
But like, in your moment. Mind, that you're the reason you're thinking that is because in your mind, every woman is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, it's like, oh, this is a smart, rational woman who knows I'm not going to hurt her, and that's why she's inviting me
I'm
over.
There like, this girl...
And in your mind, it's like, dumb broad, I could fucking rape you. You wouldn't even know it. Like, that's like how
you have no idea how close you would be to getting murdered if I murdered. You stupid bitch. Anyway, I'm going to be nice to you the rest of the night. Yeah. I still treat him good.
Good for you.
I told you that one time recently. I was hooking up with it. We were done. And I was like being like a regular house guest. I was like, you want like a snack or some water or something? And she was like, wow. I really thought the way you are in real life, you'd be way meaner to me.
Nice,
I was like,
dude.
What do you mean?
Did she see your act?
Yes, she's seen it numerous times.
That's why, dude.
She's also seen me talk to regular people outside of a comedy show.
Nice.
It's not great. I'm very rude.
Mamma mia. Because you're always saying like, hey, it's the matter you.
Yeah, or I'm with Ryan, who I'm constantly... I treat Ryan like you treat me on the
pod. It's kind of crazy. What a weird pecking order. And yet Ryan bullies me.
Yeah.
What
I tell
an endless
Ryan,
cycle.
I know, it's just...
A real rock, paper, scissor in the form of man.
Yeah.
Selly nags Ryan nags
Ryan's
Joe.
The paper, I'm the scissors, you're the rock.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's how it goes.
That's perfect. I think they're going to make a movie adaptation of Rock, Paper, Scissor.
Wait, what? Out of what?
The Rock, Paper, Scissor.
They're going to make a movie?
Yeah.
Like Lego movie, but it's...
it's Rock, Paper, Scissor. It's the hottest thing. Hopscotch.
Bill Burr plays one of them.
We got, of course, you got The Rock as paper. Dwayne The Rock Johnson as paper.
Bill Burr as scissors, and he's like, dude, I'm chopping you. Yeah, because he does
Pete Davidson.
As The Rock?
Yeah.
He's The Rock. I just sit here. I'm looking for some pussy over here. No, he doesn't really do that. But
he just like, oh, my dad's dead. How about a little pussy?
Oh, 9/11, yeah. My dad died in 9/11. How about you suck me off?
Did your dad die in 9/11?
No, dude, I wish. Every day, honestly. If I could get like 20 minutes of the Pete Davidson life, I'd be okay with it.
My dad died 9/11.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How?
He hijacked one of the planes. He said, everybody for the glory of Allah, my little boy Joey Allah Jr.
Yeah. And too bad, like, Mark Wahlberg wasn't there, dude. He could have stopped your dad.
Dude, Mark Wahlberg wouldn't have done shit, that fucking loser. He would have been like, oh, God, hey, if you're really God, please help.
Hey, put the box cutter down. He's trying to get to my movie.
He's a goof. Yeah, he blinded a Chinese guy.
I know. They never really just...
And they always, like, he tried to get an exonerate, and they were like, no.
It also must be a thing of, like, if everyone in his life has forgotten that Chinese guy must have been really annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, he was, like, yelling. I think he was, like, I think Mark was just, like, a little thug back
in
the day.
Yeah. I'm almost certain that's what it was.
He was, like, just, like, calling him, like, hey, fucking whatever, this and that. Hey, thing, they got Shane Gillis canceled. You know? Hey,
yeah,
this
dude.
And that. But now he's richer than ever, Shane Gillis.
Yeah, dude, Shane's doing
that's
fine.
Cool, dude.
So we got to make that
We
got to
get fucking rich and famous, too. Maybe you should say a couple of slurs onto the podcast.
I could.
Would you ever get on SNL?
I'd do it if they... Of course, I'd take a paycheck.
But you'd probably say, like, you're non-binary to get into the fucking dressing room with that Sarah Sherman. And then, like, maybe run your tongue up and down there.
I don't even know who that person is.
Yeah, you do.
I don't watch SNL. Never.
Sarah Sherman. Sully's crush.
Disrespect. Never Ed's.
Oh, please, dude. Now it's going to happen. Now people... You know what we got to do is we got to make a Super Sully's Twitter handle and that only follows your crushes.
We could do that. That'd be hilarious. Just a bunch of female comedians all cross-referencing.
Yeah, Sarah Sherman.
Sarah Sherman. Alexis. We got Alexis in there. Aaron will get in there.
Aaron. All the ladies.
All
dude.
The ladies, dude. All the ones we can mention by name and they won't get mad at us.
They won't, dude. They like it, dude. And you know what? They love you, so I know.
They do.
I know they're going to get, they're going to, you know, let bygones be bygones. They're going to come on the pod, you know. I'm thinking a second dinner, Sully.
You think so?
Maybe a hamburger.
I'm also thinking, well, I haven't had second dinner yet. You had salmon before this.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Is that funny where I'm like, I'm going to eat, like, Kelly made, like, this healthy fucking meal. And I'm like, you know what's going to go great with
Seventh
that?
Street.
A fucking cheeseburger.
Grease.
A $15 cheeseburger.
Dude, so
I might go to the truck.
That might be better, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing after this, but I will also be getting food.
I'm going to get some food and play some video games.
Lucky. I'm going to CFC where all the cool comics hang out.
I'm taking tomorrow off work.
Oh, yeah?
I might take Tuesday off, too.
Ooh, if you take Tuesday off, you, me, and Goodwin can do a pod.
Maybe. I'm going to try to take Tuesday off then.
Okay.
Because I'm doing the Lewis and Zach show.
Oh, on Tuesday?
In the morning. Yeah, on Tuesday.
I thought you were on the 25th. I saw that.
Sally.
You sure?
They're going to release it on the 25th. But I'm recording it on Tuesday. Yeah. It's going to be a paywall up, though.
Oh,
do you
have
the Gas Digital app?
No, dude.
If somebody has the Gas Digital app, please give me your login. I just want to log in to download my video.
Yeah.
I won't take but a moment.
Tell Scott.
I'll give you a credit, and I'll post it in the Discord, too.
You're with Scott Chaplin, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Tell him I said what up.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I met him one time.
Yes, sir. I'll be your fucking messenger.
I met him one time.
Look at this, dude. I'm fucking running errands for Sully. My big break, and Sully's having me running.
He probably would have been like, who? Oh, that one time, that kid I talked about Oreos with for 20 minutes?
I'll run by Mr. Amico if he wants to.
Yeah, dude, we should do that.
Point.
I would love to come back, dude. I'd love to do rap one day. Or,
well,
it's not rap
it's
anymore.
It's not rap anymore.
The
dude,
Lewis
so
and Zach show.
You blew your one opportunity to do rap.
I'll wear the rap shirt I have on the show.
You bought one?
A long time ago. Yeah, dude. I got one. It's Lewis and Zach as Ninja Turtle characters.
Oh, no, that's a fun one.
It's I had to
Sully,
do it,
you have come like. All full circle from like a
what,
fan
life?
To a
dude. I've told
comedian.
Well, I told Zach when like we were talking one day in the car, and I explained to him, you know, in a not I didn't like
you got
just
a little teary eyed
burst it out to him,
yeah.
Because he
you got a little teary
like Zach one time was like, it's mad weird. Like, I forget, like, he was explaining how he forgets, like, what it's like meeting, like, he sometimes forgets how much more longer he's been doing comedy than he has because, like,
we were at a show and a bunch of like comics were walking up to him being like, yo, Zach Amico, you're hilarious. And I was like, yeah, dude, I like used to listen to you in my fucking van before I moved here.
Nice, dude.
And it's crazy to be like, it is wild to be like not in New York City at all, completely separated, listening to someone. And then you go there and then you're on the road with them. It is a surreal, cool experience. Nice. So shout out Zach Amico. He's always a cool dude.
Yeah, he's a fucking homie, dude.
Yeah, he really is. He's the man, dude. And yeah, that's a crazy feeling, man. You too. Like, I sort of like knew you a little bit
adjacent.
Before.
Yeah.
But like I saw you guys come on rap back in the day because that's the thing I used to watch. So I knew who you were, but I didn't, you know.
And then like you see how cool and approachable and human I am.
This is true.
Which is like a rare trait in this fucking scene. Yeah.
Well, you not bonded over I think the first like real interaction we had was making fun of a lineup you were on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it was at Comedians on the Loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you know this girl? Yeah. And you were like, she's really nice. We just both started laughing because
yeah,
we know.
It's like the universal thing. Hell yeah, dude. That was awesome. You know, like I'm blacklisted from every single club.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't.
I was like, I like the cut of this guy's
gym. Just tiny cupboard and seemingly any club I hang out at doesn't
want
me there.
Yeah, you did get blacklisted a few others.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Which ones?
Oh, dude. Broadway.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? The Stand.
Producers?
The Stand.
The Stand, you think so? You think Joe Harara is just nice to me for no reason?
No, I think it's like, well, all we know is that the night Neil Nonda died,
oh God,
you weren't at the Stand.
I never met that guy.
That's all we know.
That's horrible.
That's all we know.
I'm sorry for him, dude. What are you going to do?
I don't know, dude.
Did he go out? This kind of messed up. He went out the same way the One Direction guy did, right? Didn't jump?
I don't know. I don't know how people die.
The One Direction guy.
I don't care how people die, Sally. I care how they lived.
The One Direction guy, I don't know how he lived too much. I'm assuming.
I heard he fell off a balcony.
Yeah.
Like the guy from Whitest Kids You Know.
Yeah.
That's how he died.
Yeah. We should look in to see if this guy was trying to expose pedophiles or anything either. That's
dude, we're not exposing shit.
Yeah. If you're a pedophile, we won't tell anyone.
Pedophiles, leave me the fuck alone, dude. You do what you do. I'm going to do what I do, dude.
Yeah. We won't intersect because I won't try to fuck kids and I won't have kids. So it really doesn't affect my life.
I'm aged out of risk and I'm not going to have kids myself. So really, in my eyes, it's a victimless crime.
Yeah, man, not my problem.
I'm not going to tell you how to fucking raise your kids.
I'm like that lizard, that classic YouTube video. It's like, not my chair, not my problem, dude.
Right.
I don't got time for that. Yep. I just keep it moving, dude. I see a kid, like, shuddering, an adult pull them closer. I just go, not my problem.
Hey, que sera, sera.
Yeah, let bygones be bygones,
yeah, man.
Dude. If that's not even the time you use that phrase, but we're going to.
Sully. Now you went to Comic Con.
I did, dude.
Now you had quite an adventure.
I did. I dressed up as J. Jonah Jameson.
Nice.
I went with a lady, and she dressed up as Spider-Man.
Whoa,
man! Which really got you think a trans thing gets me mad, dude? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude. Seeing a woman dressed up as a man.
Yeah, I was like, who is this? She didn't even dress up as the trans woman Spider-Man.
Oh damn!
She dressed up as good old fashioned Peter Parker man.
As cis male.
Cis male
Spider-Man. Cis male Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Cis Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Why does the coolest fucking gender, genetic, biological man, why do they get like the nastiest fucking borderline slur? Cis sounds like a slur.
It does.
Get out of here. We should be called like something way cooler.
OG.
Biolage.
Yeah, dude. I like that. Biolage sounds like a French.
Like French, yeah. It sounds European and classy, which is honestly what most biolage are. So when they ask you what your gender is, you're like, oh, I'm a biolage male.
Would that have you think like the accent at the end of it?
Yeah.
Like the G, would the G have an E after it or no?
Biolage.
And just the?
B-I-O-L-U with the two dots. G. Okay. Biolage.
We'll figure that out for the typing.
Yeah,
in.
You just have to hold down the W button for that. Don't worry, dude. You want me to fucking type it out
type
for you?
That
so you
part.
Copy and paste.
I call
it.
You. I go, Joe. Where's the thing, man? Where's the thing? Nah, man. Dude. I had a great time. They had a giant Goku, a giant One Piece. Yeah. Anyone who was at NYCC, shout out, DM me, send me some pics of your cosplay. But we went. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Very disorganized, but a lot of fun. Like, nice. I had a good time. Just walked around, looked at stuff. I geeked out. Honestly, dude, overwhelming for me. Like, as a nerd, I couldn't stop anywhere. I was just like...
That was your first Comic-Con?
Yeah, a real one. Oh, wow. Real one. I've been to, like, ones in Hartford and shit, New Haven, but...
It's a little different. Like,
way
yeah.
different. Bigger,
like,
dude.
Like this in San Diego or the Meccas.
I'm going to that one in April. Yeah. Same lady.
Damn, as you long really as, love this girl. As long you're flying out?
Yeah. Nice. As long as we don't kill each other before
you gotta
that.
Get... Are you? Did you buy her ticket?
Yeah, she's taking care of it. This is the type of girl I like, dude, where she's like, do you want to do this? And I go, yeah. And she goes, I got it. And I go, thank God.
Oh, shit, dude.
But I can plan other things. It's just like
she's
things like this.
Spending all that bar mitzvah money on I this know, shit? Dude.
She's, all right, she's not Jewish.
Well, I was really more implying that she just turned 13. But, yeah, we'll go with that.
Not Jewish, not 13. She does what you do, though, in a worse way.
Yeah.
Because she is younger than me. Instead, she says she's underage to regular people.
But is she?
No, but it's disheartening.
Sally.
She's not underage. She's 23.
That's pretty young. So wait a minute. 23. That means she was born in like 2001.
Yeah. She said she watched 9/11 happen as a child.
No, she did. She wouldn't have any fucking memory
That's
of
what
it.
She
dude.
Says. Yeah, she didn't say
saw,
like. She
yeah,
didn't.
She saw 9/11 happen on tape. She didn't see it live, dude.
That's what I said. I was like, you didn't watch it.
No, there's no way.
You wouldn't
Damn,
even
I'm
be able to remember.
I'm old enough to be her father.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her that.
I will next time I see her, yeah. I guess. I'm like, Joe wants you to know.
I tell that to like fucking 23-year-olds now, 22, and like, I'm old enough to be your father. And like, don't say that. Why are you saying that to me? And it's just like, it's like my thing
You're not
now.
Tall enough to
I'm
be
like
your
going,
father's
I'm going to an open mic. Like, they're like trying to sign up. I like take the pen out of their hand. I'm like, you don't need to do this. Trust me, I'm old enough to be your father. Just get out of here. You have a whole life ahead of you.
You give them a 20 and go, yo, get yourself a
go
cat.
On, buy something nice.
Yeah, buy yourself something
get
nice.
Get a Kit Kat.
Go to Martha's. Get yourself a cupcake. It's nice. Tuesday.
They stopped
doing
Mondays.
That. It's Mondays.
Is it? Oh, it's Sunday today.
Yeah, but I meant cupcakes Tuesday. Cupcake is Monday day. Monday is cupcake day.
Monday, cupcake day.
No one listening knows what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
Are you nervous?
A lot of fun. A lot of people thinking I'm a pedophile, but that's fine.
But you really love this girl.
Love's a strong word, but
yeah,
I like
you feel
her.
That you're getting there.
I like her a lot.
Uh-oh.
She's a nice lady.
Like, Joe Kelly, we need to double date. You're like, Joe Kelly, what's that romantic restaurant you
oh,
want?
Oh, I've
to?
Asked you guys that for yeah. way less women.
But this is like, where's the... where, you're going to be like, what's the restaurant you proposed to Kelly at?
That is true.
Yeah. And I'm like,
what's
oh,
that?
Here we
the,
go.
The Checkers down yeah. at the Marcy stop.
Yeah. The KFC.
You're just hanging
I'm
up.
Like, hey, babe, will you hand me another...
It seems right.
Will you hand me another drumstick? She reaches into the bucket. There's a ring in there. She's like, babe.
Dude, someone's done that somewhere.
Of course, dude. A black person.
Bro, honestly, I think I've seen a World Star video of that.
Black people love... Why do black people love chicken so... I know it's good, but like...
Honestly, do you want to... Like, do you want a silly version or you want like what I've been told?
Yeah, tell me the truth.
Dude,
it's from a black
it's so
guy.
Dark. Yeah.
Who told really you?
Honestly, this is a black. It was my friend who's black.
Oh, well,
this is what allegedly, but he was like, "Well, it's
legend of fried chicken."
Slave when they were slaves, they weren't allowed. They weren't like given the best part. They were given like the leftover parts of the chicken.
Like what?
Like the drumsticks or like
those are good. Those are the best parts of
right,
the chicken.
But like the carcass.
Black people are so dumb. Like here they are,
Jesus.
Dude. Like first off, we take them out from dirty ass Africa. We're taking them to cool America. We're literally giving them the best parts of the chicken, and they're like,
"Terrible,
damn, dude! You know what? We were probably like, they were probably like, asked them like, hey, could you like help out in the field?'" And they're like, "This is slavery." We fucking give them a house and shit. They're like, "Oh, this is the worst." We give them like, we give them the best parts of the chicken. Like, oh, here's drumsticks and
like,
breast.
Oh, you got is
like,
salt and pepper. You yeah, you pussies.
Yeah, they're like, "This is gross." Damn, spoiled, yeah. dude. Shame,
and then
shame,
they rewrite
shame.
History to yeah. make us feel bad now.
God, I'm not. Yeah, fucking poor slave owners, dude. Here they are. They work. They're working so hard to make a
You're
nice
just
house.
Just a bad guy, dude.
Give them delicious chicken, the best parts of the
Culture
chicken,
them, dude.
Yeah.
Don't fry it. Just season it lightly. It doesn't need all the fat added to it.
That's
Chicken's
crazy.
Really lean by itself. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
They give them all this delicious white meat.
I'm dude. Kidding. yeah, so this part's the part I'm bits told.
Okay.
But allegedly, the again, this is told to me. I've not looked this up.
The legend
but
of
I believe it. It makes sense. Is that chicken they were given was so horrible that they had to like cook it in crazy ways to make it edible and better, mm-hmm. which is where they found where they'd fry it, and they would put breading on it and all the leftover shit.
Oh, who would have thought? Yeah. Fucking frying bread, like, yeah, the most delicious way to prepare it. You fry anything and you make it better.
Allegedly, what
and they're like, oh, we figured it out. doing the most delicious thing imaginable will make it palatable.
Yep.
Dude, I don't believe it for a second.
Well,
dude.
I could be wrong. I could have just been lied to. Who knows?
Well, I think black people owe us a major apology. I think we need reparations for hurt feelings.
Yeah.
All right. Reparations. You got to stop scaring us, and you got to pull up your damn pants. That's the start of reparations.
Oh, man, dude.
I do want fried chicken now that I think about it.
My mouth is. I was going to get chicken after this one way or another. It's going to a 375 on the Lower East Side.
I'm just
going to
place in a fucking Grubhub delivery.
You lazy
fried
fuck.
Chicken, please. A big bucket.
Please.
Oh, God. Kelly's not going to want to eat it. And I'm going to feel guilty.
Well, you don't have to eat all of it.
Sully, shut up.
You could eat like one or two
and then
save the rest over the next few days.
Retarded Sully. Retarded Sully with his fucking dumb fucking take. Folks, pay no attention to this fucking retard. Folks, pay no attention.
Don't listen to him.
Silence!
I love chicken, dude. I could eat chicken, except for chicken marsala. It's not my favorite.
You know what? I like chicken fried steak. You ever had that?
No, actually, which
you
is
never lived, dude.
Disappointing.
Yeah, dude. Chicken fried steak's fucking great. Next time you're at a restaurant.
Maybe one day, dude.
Yeah, dude. Maybe when we're on the road. Next time we're on the road.
Ooh, we should. Dude, we've actually been... Holy shit.
Whoa.
Longer than I thought.
Nervous.
In a good way.
Dude. Yeah. We're fucking
flowing. I thought it was like 25 minutes. It is beyond that. I'm happy.
Well beyond that, dude.
So yeah, dude. Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, I couldn't really look, if I'm being honest. Not a lot of sluts. Which
you couldn't look because you had your little girl with you.
I did,
you.
And she's very pretty.
What were you saying? You said you were babysitting?
No.
You know what you said?
No. I also met her when she was of age as well. I didn't Dane Cook this chick.
Okay, dude. But like, even having to say like I met her when she was of age. How old was
before
she?
Before you.
How old was she when you met her?
21, I think.
When did you meet her?
I met her after. I'm telling the whole fucking. Mm. I met her after a show one night.
At a comedy show.
Yeah.
Or a fucking preschool
magic
show.
We were actually at a show, and the comedian I was with was like, "Dog, I go to this because she works at an act in a different area. She works
axes,
at an axe throwing
yeah.
bar. This is before I even worked at one. Sony. And he was like, "Dog, I know this hot chick who works at this axe throwing bar, and she'll let us throw it for free." And all I had to hear was "hot chick," and I just followed him.
Nice.
And then yeah.
And you met her.
Yeah.
And then you like threw an axe, and it like sliced her clothing
right
in such
heart,
a way that it fell off.
Yeah. And she was like Zorro.
Yeah. She was completely naked.
I was like, "Stand still." And then she just, no, I did not do that, even though that scene would get me hard as a child.
Oh, yeah, dude, everyone got horny.
Dude, Catherine Zeta-Jones, so hot in that movie. And they all kiss in that movie super aggressive.
Yeah.
They really do. It's all open mouth, just.
Especially when he's like, "Goodbye."
Yeah, dude. Dude, I remember watching that movie being like, dude, they are getting me all
wildly,
horned up as a kid.
Wildly horny.
All
movie.
I wanted to do is kiss Catherine Zeta-Jones so bad.
That was a banger, dude. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She was. I saw that movie like 3 times with my dad, and it ruled.
Yeah.
And again, I have a type, and I think it's because of Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, you're like, "Daddy, little boy's having an asthma attack."
That was such. Dude, when her shirt falls, it's so hot. When you're like a kid, you're like, "Oh, they're going to show him."
Yeah,
and then
they
just don't. But her hair's covering them.
Yeah, dude, I think it's like. I think like,
push the limits
of PG-13.
If
you're a fucking sexy woman in Hollywood, you have an obligation. We have to like take like full high quality 3D scans of your naked body so they're preserved for prosperity's sake.
Mm.
So then like even if like they die in a car accident or something, we can like, you know, make 3D images of them like getting fucked and shit.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, dude, you have an obligation. And like if you're like, "No, it's my body, my choice." It's like, but in a way, like being a public figure means we own your public figure.
Mm, I like that.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's that counterpoint, dude. Should I get into politics?
Yeah.
I really feel, I honestly, throughout the course of this podcast, I feel like every point I've made incredibly salient. I feel like everything is backed up with facts. Like, I could literally be a good lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Menendezes relocked up. I know people are trying to get the Menendez brothers out of prison.
Well, they did it. And then they lie. Like, I don't, like, dude, I don't know. I didn't watch any of the stuff.
Either way, dude, that they're gay.
Yeah.
and you're long. That should be illegal. Honestly, like when they're like, look up Project 2025. You know about that?
It's the Trump thing. Yeah, allegedly.
Like they're saying like part of Project 2025 is to kind of make America a fully Christian.
Ooh, okay.
You know? Where it's like women to completely undo all reproductive Roe v. Wade. Choices.
This
like
is what
make
I
it a religious
you
state.
You know what's funny about
you know what I say, Sully? Sign me up, dude.
Christianity is making a huge comeback lately, if you haven't noticed.
The Lord is my shepherd, dude.
Well, the two other religions are in a war right now.
Yeah.
And there is actually like
Jews and Palestinians.
Yeah, and pardon me if I'm being retarded by saying this, but is there any like Christian fueled war going on right now? Deliberately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like which one?
Well, there's the war against Christmas, so we're fighting America
now. That's right.
We're fighting.
That's
America.
A war for the Christians, though.
We're essentially fighting America, though, because I am Christian.
I was raised Christian, but I'm not.
You're a Christian, then, my brother. We need you by our side.
I'd say I'm pretty atheist. Yeah.
I believe in God, dude.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I'm like, God striketh down mine enemies. And like sometimes like lightning will fucking like.
Do you think she looks after you a lot?
I don't believe. There's no way God is a woman, dude. That's dumb.
You're not even Alanis Morissette, like
no,
in Dogma.
Not even close, dude. I don't believe God's a woman for a minute. Do you really believe God's a woman?
Well, let's put this, dude. There's a lot of inconsistency that happens in the world, so you might think a woman's in charge of that.
Isn't that funny? Like that. You know what? That would explain like why God's such a bitch. Like so, yeah. Like God, like. All these women are getting women are getting raped and beaten constantly, and God's like, "Who cares?"
God's like, anyway. "Well, you shouldn't have made a statue of a cow. Maybe that cow will help you out."
Yeah, God is just the ultimate pick me girl.
Yeah. Oh, guess the cow. You can go ask the cow for your help. Oh, there's a flood. Oh, why don't you ask the cow? You love the cow so much. Sounds like a woman, right?
Yeah, women are dumb.
Or like, oh, you like literally like, oh, that kid can die. Oh, not my, you know, I'm busy. I have a lot going on. Too bad that kid had to die. Abortion being women killing their babies, that's
I do think it is
sick. God thing.
I do think it is sick that women want to have an abortion. I heard like 90% of the time women get it because it actually feels good.
it's like a blow job.
You know like when you take
a vacuum.
You know like when you like are constipated and you take like a fat shit.
When you finally push through it.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
And like when
what you're
and like when you know like it's like all out of you too.
Yeah.
You know like when you take like such like when you take like one of those deep shits where you're like, "Oh man, I'm still shitting."
It knocks it loose. Yeah, dude.
And that's what an abortion feels
I've
like.
I've been told the same thing.
Yeah. By a fucking whore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I've known numerous women who have gotten numerous abortions and they talk about it. Like it's the best day ever.
They fucking love it, dude.
Like I went in, I came out, I got a fucking blow pop. They get blow pops, not regular lollipops.
Well, ladies, party is over, all right? Because Project 2025 is happening, dude. Yeah. This is the first official podcast of Project 2025.
Yep.
The first Super Sully Joes is officially endorsing Donald Trump and a return to core values in Project 2025.
Yes.
Are you excited about this? It's
a
brave new world. Kelly will have to be my wife now.
Does this mean I could? Oh, wait, that's Christian. So I can't date numerous women now.
Yeah, you can. Polygamy, dude. Brigham Young. It's all part of the Christianity.
I should get my current.
All fucking sects of Christianity are now legal.
I'll get my current lady to find younger ladies, and then it's a degree of separation.
Are you going to do that thing where you like.
She'll be my Giselle.
Are you going to do the thing where you press on like both of their heads so like they're both making out with each other?
Oh, I like
that. Yeah.
Go get in there.
Hell yeah.
You guys like it.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever had a threesome?
I wish. One day. Maybe.
I think if this podcast starts getting famous, that could happen for you.
I think if we make enough money, it could happen, yeah.
I'll watch. I'll smoke a cigarette.
In the corner?
Yeah.
You have to be, like, shrouded so I only see the ember burning.
Yeah.
The rest of you can be shown, but your face has to be hidden.
And then, like, I'll just say, like, who farted? And then, like, everyone will stop and be like, Gorman!
The guy, we come out of the covers, Gorman!
You find out they're both trans men.
It happens, dude. It happens, dude.
Happened
to Michael
Would you have
Good,
sex with a trans man before you have sex with a trans woman, then?
You mean a woman who... Yes.
Interesting.
So a woman who's just posing as a man, you mean? Like,
but they got, like, the hormone therapy.
Oh, they're doing it?
But like you got that.
But they have a pussy. No, dude.
You have to choose one.
Then definitely the one who has a functioning natural pussy.
Well, that's a trans man then.
Well, I guess that's. I feel like I wouldn't be betraying my physiology.
I feel like it's actually gayer to have sex with a trans man than a trans woman.
But you're why?
Because like having sex with a trans man is like.
That's a woman who's.
That's a woman who genuinely believes they're a man. So it's okay. Like an unwell person. But a man.
But you're. But you're well. Man who, and you know they're actually a woman.
But a man who has sex with a trans. But a trans woman.
We gotta get a trans
person. Is a man
on the
pod who's looking for a good time.
Just throw these scenarios at them and have them be like, stop.
I don't want them to fall in love with me, dude. We can't. I'm sorry. What trans person would you have on?
I bet you if we asked Bailey Pope, they'd be down.
No, Bailey Pope's a star now, dude. She was in Fallout.
I know, but that would be cool. We could ask about Fallout. Yeah,
she's like, look, dude, it's an acting job. I don't fucking.
We're like, listen, what was the vault like? And it was just like, stop. You guys are faggots. she just gets mad at
Bailey
us.
Bailey Pope rocks.
No, she's Bailey cool. Pope's she's very awesome. Funny. Very funny. Makes me laugh
Ooh,
whenever I watch.
Salvatore, you've okay. never been so honest all right, before.
Come on. I'm a nice guy.
You're a good guy. You're
trying to be
guy.
A good guy.
Look at Bob's fucking freaking out over all the
sniffing the cords. No, oh, the dogs.
Yeah, he's
fucking, in hunt mode.
Yeah, he's glaring at.
I'm trying to think of anything else I saw at Comic-Con. There was a giant space marine.
Did you see any advertisements for new movies or anything?
No, dude. We didn't see any panels. We just literally walked around it.
So no trailers or anything?
Nothing like that, dude. I wasn't in one of those cool panels. I wish I was. That would have been sweet.
Remember like the last time I went to like San Francisco Comic-Con? It was like the Kick-Ass panel and shit.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
I loved Kick-Ass when it came out. The book's way worse than the, like, way darker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's way like the way darker. It is with all of his fucking comics. Like,
Wanted? Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, Wanted was, like, crazy, dude.
Dude, Wanted has one of the wildest, like, panels I've ever seen. It's literally, like.
This is me when I'm fucking you in the ass.
That's the best ending to a comic ever. But the end, there's a panel where it's him and the girl, like, smoking a joint in bed. And she's like, how was your day? He's like, really weird. Like, I went to a police station and I just shot everyone. And then this one policewoman was crying and I didn't shoot her. And then the girl goes, well, did you, like, rape her at least? And he's like, no, I didn't feel like it. I just let her live. And you're just, because it's about villains. But you're reading it and you're like, this is fucked up. What the fuck?
Yeah, he just, like, gets on this weird.
He really
like,
does. Yeah, he gets weird.
Fetish kind of shit.
And then the other thing that happens in Kick-Ass, which is really, honestly, if you were, because I read it in high school, I was like, this is fucked up to read. Yeah. Like, if this happened to me, I'd be like, this would destroy a man. What happens in Kick-Ass, if you've seen the movie, he gets the girl. He's like, I'm Kick-Ass. And she's like, no way. And she like kisses him. Is like, you're awesome. And like fucks him because he's Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
In the comic, the whole comic goes on. And then he goes up to the girl at the end and is like, hey, I'm Kick-Ass. And she's like, what? And she just kicks him in the nuts and, like, is like, I never want to see you again. And then the next panel is him, like, crying. And it's, like, later, Marcy or whatever sent me a video of her sucking off my bully. It's like, what? It's horrible. That would ruin my life, dude.
Damn.
I had much less worse happen to me, and it did ruin my life. It wasn't even anything close to that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The fuck is this dog doing? The fuck is he doing? Audio listeners, we're sorry, but this dog is acting up, and it's terrifying. He looks like he's beaten off.
Yeah, he just sits weird.
He's like, he like can't get sitting right. What's he? Does he have like a worm living in his ass that's like, no, turn the other way and sit. He's retarded. He looks like he's trying to eat invisible food that keeps getting.
Grimly.
He's a fucking re.
Come here.
If you turn him, he's going to fall off the bed.
Here,
anyway, so yeah, Mark Miller, you're fucked up.
He's a goofball.
That was a messed up comic, dude. It was great.
This is me when I'm fucking your girlfriend in the ass.
Yeah, that's a great ending, though. It is a very funny last panel of him just like. Yeah, that's damn. I've never fucked anyone in the ass either.
You haven't? You never lived, dude.
I don't think it's for me.
Why not? You don't like poop?
No.
It's nature's chocolate.
Did I ever tell you the time I was with a girl I loved? We were talking, and she was like, "You can do whatever you want to me, just no scat stuff." I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, just you can literally do whatever you want, just no nothing with poop." And I remember like holding her head and like I was stroking her hair, and I remember thinking, just looking into the distance, going,
"I'm gonna poop.
This girl's been pooped on before."
Yeah.
And I'm touching
Have
where
you
she's
ever
been
shat
pooped
on a woman?
No.
Have you ever like seen a woman like you were like have you ever like taken a shower with a woman?
No.
And like you just like dropped a little turd.
No.
And then like you're like maybe I can like push it down the drain before she sees
One
it.
One time, a girl we were having doggy style.
Ooh.
And you know it's all there. Uh-huh. And when she bent over, I thought there was shit, but it was just a piece of lint from the bed's the like cover, and I blew it out of her ass. I'm glad I could make you laugh for once. But yeah, I blew on it and went into the
you
ether.
Been like make a wish, baby.
I really.
Hey baby, make a wish. And she's like, ooh.
I don't think she noticed, but yeah.
Fucking butthole fucking quivers.
Dude, it really almost took me out of it, and then I just, you know, it's just the way that and that's the way the news
and
goes.
That's the way her asshole goes.
Yeah.
Hi, Graham.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? Is there a ghost trying to feed you bacon? That's Jesus. He's so strange.
He just gets so excited.
But yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, so it's been an eventful week, you know. Hopefully, I don't know what else there is to talk about. I don't think I have anything cool to report.
No?
I didn't see any cool movies.
Play any fun video games?
Oh, dude, I got to the Strip in New Vegas.
How'd you get in?
Camp McCarran.
Yeah.
The shuttle. Free. I got in for free. You have to pay other ways, right?
Yeah.
Or that. So I got in for free. Still haven't found Benny, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking find him, dude.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I'm going to try to I'm going to save before.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do a bunch of different things.
You're going to fuck him?
You can, right?
Yeah.
As a woman, though.
No, as a man.
You can?
Yeah, you rape him, though, as a man.
They also, I found a guy who was like, I had to go kill this fiend, and he raped one of the NCR snipers. She talks about it. It's horrible.
You loved it.
She was like, she was like, whatever. Like, it was really, she's a warrior. She's like, whatever. I'm fine. I was like, this is so brutal. How do they put this in a fucking video game? And then you have to convince her to go get medical treatment. And she's like, fine. It's brutal, dude. But I killed him. I got him.
Fine.
Chopped his head off.
So
brought
it
to
why?
Them. They told me to bring his head.
That's brutal.
Because you can do that. I was wondering where that came up, because that happens in the show, and I was like, when's that happen in the game? And it happens in New Vegas.
Now you know.
Anyway, dude, I'm loving it. Dude, I literally the other day was like, I don't know if I can get back into New Vegas, because I hadn't played it in like a few weeks. Played it for like 10 minutes.
You're
ended
back
up
in.
Playing for 4 hours. 4 hours.
Finally made it in. Dude, that's the thing. Like, Bethesda games are an investment for sure.
Dude, 20 hours in, and I just made it to the Strip.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But it's good. You definitely get your money's worth out of these
games. Dude, I'm loving it, dude. Yeah. I love that game. It's so much fun. They might be some of my favorite games I've ever played in my
life.
They
are, dude. Like it's you get what you you play Oblivion next.
I'm going to do that, and I'm definitely everyone says Skyrim and also people you were saying I'm going to go back and do Fable. I heard Fable is one of those fun ones.
Salvatore, you have such a library.
I know. And they're all like games that haven't even they've been out for
like,
decades.
Yeah, you've had like 20 years to play these games.
I didn't have Xbox growing up and
I know,
stuff. So
it's fun to do it as an adult when you have like not an unlimited budget, but it's definitely like accessible.
Yeah. Like I played Call of Juarez when I stay at your place.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I think that's it, dude. I think we hit
we probably did, dude.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Wait.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Oh, baby. Well, let's plug. Next week.
Next weekend, October.
Actually, this weekend, because.
Right, when this comes out. Sorry, when this comes out this weekend, October 27th at NYX in Williamsburg, me, Joe, Kelly Taylor, Chris Vega, Jared Harvin.
Yeah.
Yes, that's. I don't know why. I forget. I think his name's not Jared. It is Jared Harvin. Come down. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. And. Probably a few guesties here and there.
Ooh.
It's going to be a really fun show, and I hope anyone listening comes who's in the New York area. That'd be awesome. It's going to be a great show. Tickets on the my Linktree on my Instagram.
Hell yeah.
And I don't think I have anything too crazy coming up just yet. Oh, I have another show I'm doing in Connecticut. It's in Wallingford. It is at Yellow King Brews. It is November 13th. That's a Wednesday. It's me, Nick Cara, Alejandro Jimenez, and Jake and Louie. Oh, Mike Massaro is hosting. So any CT friends, please come to that. And yeah, anyone, please come out.
Nice.
And do we have are they sponsoring this episode? Should we bring up our sponsor?
We have to bring it up, yeah.
Yes. Dude. Guys, if you're in the New York City area and you want to get ripped out of your mind, you should hit up Dream Treats. NYC. Yeah, DM them on Instagram. They have edibles of chocolate, gummy, and Rice Krispie form. I'm a big fan of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Rice Krispie will fuck you up the most if you want to do it like that. And they also have flour and any other types of weed adjacent things you might need. And if you want a discount, just tell them Selly sent you.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll hook it up. That's it, right?
That's it, dude. As always.
What about you? You got anything?
Yeah. As always, you can follow me online at Joe W. Gorman on all social media platforms. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, I'm on it, baby. And yeah, you see me at the axe throwing thing this weekend.
Hell yeah, dude.
It'll be incredible, man. And stay tuned. Stay tuned to my YouTube channel. I'm going to have some more videos to be posting soon. Stand up, sketch, all kinds of incredible things. It's going to be a interesting and wild year, my friends.
I hope so. If you need any help with sketches, let me know. Yeah, me and Ryan are trying to do some sketches.
Nice,
we just got to write them, and we're lazy. We'll do it, though.
I got a great one. So
really?
Well, maybe we'll get it running.
Let's do
after
it.
This, yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye, nerds. See you soon.
Bye.
Hopefully. Oh, subscribe and all that. Yeah, please. Please.